This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul, and today we're going to talk about how very human our dogs can seem. Our new collection of stories called Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Hilarious Heroic Human Dog, has that title because our dogs are like additional humans in our families. Their intuition, their individual likes and dislikes, their ability to make friends, their obvious feelings of joy, sorrow, boredom, curiosity, compassion, etc., make them unique characters. So in our first story today, we hear from Amy Ravtar Payne, who tells us that she enrolled her rescue Shih Tzu, and herself, of course, in an agility training class. If you don't know what agility training is, I've never seen it, but I know it's a competitive event where dogs have to go through courses doing jumps and turns and climb ramps and run through those slinky tunnels, etc. No dog I've ever been associated with would be able to do it, but plenty of people give their dogs agility training and the dogs love it. So Amy's dog, Kedzie, started in the beginner class, and then there was a little competition that they attended. Amy was really worried that she would mess things up and be embarrassed, but Kedzie wasn't worried. They positioned themselves in front of the first jump. Kedzie was calm, and Amy was a nervous wreck. She took deep, calming breaths and put her 12 years of Catholic education to good use, mentally reciting every prayer she could remember. And then when the electronic voice said go, Amy removed Kedzie's collar and said, sit. Amazingly, he sat, and he looked ready to compete, leaning forward like he was raring to go. And then he was off, clearing the first jump like a Grand Prix thoroughbred. Amy tried to keep up, but something wasn't quite right. Kedzie was running like crazy, but he wasn't following the course. He was just racing around, doing all the jumps and all the other activities in the course, but in no particular order. Amy says, clearly he was enjoying himself, galloping lap after joyous lap, his furry little legs digging into the ground. I followed behind in some bizarre game of chase that reminded me of old-fashioned slapstick comedy. Kedzie even managed to jump a few jumps and go through a couple of tunnels along the way with no coaching from me. After several rounds, he buzzed over to the exit gate, obviously satisfied with his turn. Well, basically, the only thing he got right about agility training was to go fast. And Amy says, I realized I had fretted needlessly about tripping over a shoelace or forgetting what came next. Never once did I consider what Kedzie might do. He looked up at me as if to ask, how did I do, Mom? I gave him a big hug. You did a good job, buddy. Amy and Kedzie have kept working at their agility training, and sometimes Kedzie even goes through the course in the right order. But the more people who watch him, the more creative he gets. Amy says, I am blessed to learn from my dog, both in and out of the agility ring. He has taught me to enjoy the present, not take myself too seriously, make smiles whenever I can, and run, jump, and play whenever the mood strikes. We began that story with a great quote from Pat Chetrault that goes like this. When a dog show is over, whether you've won or lost doesn't matter. As long as you've gone home with the best dog, everything's fine. Kitty LaRue shares another story in our new dog book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Hilarious Heroic Human Dog. And this story is about recognizing a very human quality in her dog, the desire to have a place of her own with her own decor. So this happened during the COVID stay-at-home period, and Kitty and her son Johnny were deep cleaning their house because there wasn't anything else to do. After Johnny finished cleaning his room, he decided to tackle the Chihuahua room, a long, thin box that once housed a Christmas tree. Johnny had insisted that the Chihuahuas needed a safe place to call their own and that the box was that place. At the time, Kitty had grumbled. She didn't want a large box with ugly holes cut in it sitting beneath a table in the living room, but Johnny said the dogs needed their own place. And now Johnny was cleaning out the Chihuahua's box because the dogs had stashed a lot of stuff in there. Kitty was appalled by the amount of trash and junk he found hidden in the box. There were food wrappers, fruit peelings stolen from the compost bin, a blanket, and various toys that had disappeared. It was impressive that the two Chihuahuas could even fit in there with all that stuff. But then one of the dogs started whining. She paced. She was clearly not pleased. Johnny continued to focus on this cleaning job, but the dog was very upset. Kitty says her son's on the autism spectrum, so he was absorbed in his task and didn't notice. The other dog became frantic too as her stuff was removed from the box. Kitty says, "It hit me that the little puppy was attached to the way things were. Dibble and her sister Belle had worked hard on this collection, and now Daddy was throwing it all away. The emptier the box became, the more desperate she was." Now Kitty felt bad. She suggested that they let the dogs keep some of their treasures in their cardboard box home. The dogs calmed down and retreated to their box to arrange the possessions they'd been allowed to keep. And Kitty says, "Now I realize that even if the girls only used the box for 30 minutes a day, it was still their place, a sacred place just for them." She realized that especially during COVID times, we all need our own space to take refuge in, whether we're humans or canines. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Hilarious Heroic Human Dog. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the fun topics it covers. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. And a special note from us regarding the proceeds from this book. Like our previous four pairs of cat and dog books, royalties from this book go to American Humane to help them with the amazing work they do for dogs and cats in terms of shelters, protecting pets during natural disasters, and also protecting animals on movie sets, in zoos, and in humane farming. If you want to read stories from this book and our other new collections, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email every day. Just head over to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. And then, please come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our latest cat book about families bonding and improving their relationships with each other after adopting a rescue cat.